Welcome to day 35 of the Winter Feast for the Souls, and taking a moment to just settle into your seat, arrive, bringing your whole self to your practice, feeling the sense of the body on the chair or the cushion. And for the next few days, what I'd like to do is just recap the 8 paramitas that we've been working with, for those of you who have been with us all along and for those of us who might be joining us now. So the theme has been the paramitas, which are the practices of the bodhisattva, so the person who takes the vow to work towards their enlightenment for the benefit of all. They're also the practices that we can all do, and that the qualities that sort of arise naturally in our meditation practice. So the first one that we talked about was generosity, having a sense of generosity. And we talked about all the ways in which we can be generous, the obvious ways of donating money, services, goods. But we can also have a sense of generosity with our time, because time belongs to everyone. It's not just ours. Also looking at the ways in which we can be generous with our attention, just by paying attention to other people. And then including in that sense of generosity, that feeling of being able to take care of ourselves as well, so that we're cultivating this sense of connection with all human beings, all sentient beings. And so that it's not I'm taking care of other people or I'm taking care of myself. It's me and others. So including me in that sense of generosity is important. And then expanding it even more, in the sense of being able to receive help from others. There's a kind of generosity then when we let people help us, when we let people see our vulnerability and our humanity, further sort of reinforces that sense of connection with other people. I'm looking at my list to make sure I don't forget any of those. So, and then the last one that we really talked about was a sense of spiritual friendship that we're developing just by practicing together. So that sense of showing up for your own practice, but also showing up to support other people's practice, and really leaning in on the sense of support for each other, that sense of community. We could all be doing this at home by ourselves, but there's something else that happens when we show up and practice together. So all the ways that we can lean into generosity and cultivate a sense of abundance. Aren't we lucky? So letting that be the ground of your practice today. Sense of generosity, abundance, being in this circle of life of giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. Equally important. Cultivating that sense of me and. So shifting to the formal practice, feeling the sense of ground again, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. And then from that sense of groundedness and presence, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. Resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy and connection of our practice together.